Osio nigada, osi yiga walihisti dagwadoa, Rachel Jackson. Jijalagi anigadua. Hello everyone in High Plains Radio Land. I hope it is a good day for you all, wherever you are and whoever you are. My name is Rachel Jackson. I am a citizen of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. I live in Oklahoma City in the beautiful cross timbers of the Southern Plains. At one time Indian Territory, Oklahoma is now home to 39 tribal nations, many of whom inhabited these lands long before any of us. Wado! Thank you to our relatives for sharing it with us today. I'm glad to talk with you a bit about Will Rogers and share a little bit more detail about his endearing, everlasting spirit. The main character at the heart of Joseph Carter's book, Never Met a Man I Didn't Like, The Life and Writings of Will Rogers. In 1952, the U.S. Highway Association designated the entire length of Route 66 as the Will Rogers Highway. In fact, the westward highway ends at the Santa Monica Pier with an end marker in Will's honor. Will is dear to my heart for many reasons, not the least of which is our own distant relation through my mother's Cherokee family. When I read and listen to Will Rogers' words, I hear his Cherokee cultural values coming clearly through them. His words had power and influence, as innocent and offhanded as he often seemed to be. More importantly, Will's actions in the world demonstrates these values as well, and I don't think a single reader of this book or any book about Will Rogers could keep from thinking we need someone like him now. My own research on Will dives into a series of fundraisers Will organized for tenant farmers and sharecroppers desperate for food and emergency assistance after a devastating Mississippi Valley flood in April 1927. Will wrote in his syndicated newspaper columns and spoke on the radio and to prominent politicians, including President Hoover, advocating for farm relief to no avail. Aggravated by the lack of federal response, Will organized a relief tour comprised of 50 free benefit performances in 18 days throughout Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma, performing for Black, Native American, and white audiences to raise money for impacted communities. He'd stop in a town and perform for struggling families in the audience, while at the same time gently and persistently chiding the more economically able in the crowd to donate to the relief cause. And the tour was successful. Between Will's travels and his calls for donations in his writing and on the radio, Will raised $3 million for the American Red Cross, all on his own dime. And this was 1931, the third year of what would be a decade-long depression. Always the Cherokee kid at heart, Will called us to take care of each other, knowing we are all related, economically and otherwise. Where one struggles, others will be next. It's still true, y'all. This is Rachel for High Plains Radio. Wado nigada osi. Dejada geyu sesti. Stiu. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be well, love one another, and stay strong.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.